Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 6, and from verse 6 to 8. Proverbs chapter 6, and from verse 6 to 8. If we can read together. The word of God says, go to the hunt. Hallelujah. Now, let's read together. Go to verse 5. Let me start from verse 5. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hands of the fowler. Do you understand what that verse means? Have you ever seen a bird trying to escape from a trap? Do you see the agitation, the energy? It flaps its wings. It doesn't mind shedding off a few. Peradventure, if he is able to make an escape. That is what that scripture says. It says, deliver your... When you see an antelope or some kind of animal under the grasp of a hunter, and you see the thing kicking off and trying to break free... The man here was trying to describe something, and I don't want you to be lost on it. He said, as a bird from the hand. Do you know this? When you see a chicken that is going to the slaughter, and you see the owner of the chicken holding it like this, and the thing begins to flap the fingers, somehow they can tell it is Easter, or somehow the chicken can tell it is Christmas. So he knows today, anything he needs to do to escape, he needs to do it. I saw a post somewhere, a design. I'll probably look for it and post it on my status. And it was Christmas time, and a cockerel called all the chickens and said, well, this is Christmas time again. I hope I don't need to tell you what you need to do. You need to be smart, you know, so keep it. I don't need to say much. That's the end of the meeting, you know. So, and it made a lot of sense to me. Now, go to verse 6. Look at what that man described in verse 5. Now go to verse 6. Verse 6 is the way you will deliver yourself. Verse 6 is how you are going to deliver yourself like a bird from the snare of the fowler. He said you must go to the hand. That means that deliverance is first of all tied to knowledge. Come on now, are you here? He said deliverance is first of all tied to what? To knowledge. And sometimes the knowledge is not book knowledge. It's observation. He said, go to the ant. Come on now, give me that screen. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. That means every time a person, whether it's a bishop or a pastor or a banker, sits down and expects that the next season of his life will come by chance. He is a sluggard. He said, thou sluggard, consider our ways. Do you see that God considered the productivity of the ant to the female gender? Aye. For you men who think that you have it all worked out, you can't carry a baby for one day. Listen to me now. Go back home. The ant in this scripture is not probably the ant that is, you know, when we're in the north, we used to see all those ants. There's a way they used to channel their ministry. You know, but this one now may be the ant. That person in your space that you have neglected. That person that has a kind of information that can benefit you. But somewhere in your mind, you already say, this one, there's nothing she wants to tell me. She didn't go to school. She doesn't have certificate. She doesn't have the experience. Say, go to the ant, lazy man, lazy bone. Now, go and consider her ways. Look at how she wakes up early by 4:30 to prepare and have a bath and get the children ready and get the food ready. While you are still snoring and saying that you did a vigil. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and become wise. Some things will never come to you by reading. They will come by going to people who know. listening to people who know. If you want to be a minister of the gospel, for instance, who you listen to matters. If you listen to a Hitler, you will kill a Jew. It's just a matter of time. Do you know that in is it USSR there or German history? Hitler? German. When he first, oh my God, today is not for preaching. I have sworn I will not say anything today. But hear this one. When Hitler first started that agenda to wipe off the Jews, do you know what happened in Germany? Please ask me what. It was the Germans that resisted him. Does it make sense? How many thousands of people did they kill? Or was it millions? 4 million, 5 million, thereabout. It was the Germans, Ose, that resisted Hitler. Do you know why? The economy of Germany was built around the Jews. They had the banks. They had the lending houses. They had the manufacturing. They had the supermarkets. Many of the people in citizens of the Germans, rather, Germans, borrowed money from the Israelites. Okay? So they couldn't really imagine that the president or the leader of the nation would say, let's kill them. Do you know what Hitler did? He started going to, you know, Hitler is a very short guy. The short is not in height. You are only short if you don't have stature in your mind. It's not height, because some people like short people actually. So it's not about height. Hitler went to the radio stations and started talking to them every day. He began a long-term program of brainwashing. We are the purest breed in the whole of universe. Have you heard those Germans talking? And then when they finish, they do like this. And the force with which he does, it's as if there's something in that hand. And they have this mustache that is very sick, it's unique to them, you know. We are the purest breed. Everyone with impure blood will be wiped away. We are chosen by God. Hitler was not he didn't say God didn't exist. He used the concept of God to start a genocide. We will wipe every one of them wild. We're going to take our country back. We're going to liberate Germany. And people were listening to that every day when they turned on the radio. Just like turning on CNN. And then one day, people just got up. A woman got up and an old woman began to slaughter people on the streets. Do you know how they killed them? They invited all of them to a party. And they put a red carpet. And as they were coming, you're welcome. Mr. Franks, Edward Banks, you're welcome. Let us take you in. And they were taking them in through the party, through the door. They were smiling, and led them to their death. But initially, when he started, he was resisted. What am I saying to you? If you expose yourself to a particular kind of knowledge, if you expose yourself to a particular kind of information, long enough, your deliverance cannot be contested. Your progress cannot be consistent. It is a law of the spirit, whether on the negative or on the positive. Say, go to the ant. Go to that person you think is doing well in your office, but you don't like her. Go to that insignificant person. You lazy bone. Consider her ways. There is something about productivity that God associates with the female gender. He said, go and study her and become wise. Give me the next verse and I take my seat. Verse 7. They have no guide. Do you see how productive she is? Because her vision is clear to her. She doesn't need a guide again. She has no guide. She has no what? Overseer. She has no ruler. That is the ant. That is that person that you say, we don't know why they always promote her. We don't know why our own is different. Give me the next verse. Verse 8. Quickly. But yet she provides her meat when? In the summer. And gathereth her food in the harvest. What is the strength of the ant? Tell your neighbor leverage. Tell your neighbor teamwork. Do you know that the ant can carry 200 times his weight? That small thing can carry 200 times his weight. Go and watch Ant-Man. You understand? If you don't understand this Bible, and put it, just watch Ant-Man, you understand. Ant-Man is online, on Netflix. Verse 9. So how long will thou sleep? When God is now asking, when will you arise? Because now we are ready to bless you. But we cannot bless you above your knowledge capacity. We cannot bless you beyond your willingness to be consistent on a particular terrain. And when I come back next week, I will tell you how with prayer and a consistent confession, you can change any narrative in your life. Just remind me. If you don't remind me, I preach something else. So you now see that the issue many times is not God. To be asleep doesn't mean you are sleeping. It just means that you are not seeing what you are supposed to see. And for many of you, you are ready for a shift. Many of you are ready for a new season in God. Many of you are ready for God to start something great in your life. But you need to rise up out of it. And that's why today, we have brought some of our very own people within this church who are going to speak to our hearts and are going to help us. And when it's time for you to ask the questions, please do not hesitate to ask the questions. So I'm going to ask Pastor Omi to come.